Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text number 42. Konvatrate kila guru bhagavan priyasa. O tarine sya bhava sambhava lopaheto. Mude shuvai maharanugraha artabando. Kim tena te priya janan anuseva tamnaha. Ka. What is that? I don't know. No, indeed, Artra, in this matter, Te, of your Lordship, Akila Guru, O Supreme Spiritual Master of the entire creation, Bhagavan, O Supreme Lord, O Personality of Godhead, Priyasa, Endeavor, Uttarane, for the deliverance of those fallen souls, Asya, of this, Bhavasambhava, of creation and maintenance, Lopa, and of annihilation, Heto, of the cause, Mudeshu, unto the foolish persons rotting in this mature world, Vai, indeed, Mahat Anugraha, compassion by the Supreme, Artha Bando, O friend of the suffering living entities, Kim, what is the difficulty? Tena, with that. Te, of your Lordship. Priyajanan, the dear persons, devotees. Anusevatam, of those always engaged in serving. Naha, like us who are so engaged. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you, who manage the affairs of the universe, in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. Purport, hear the word Priyajanan Anusevatam Naha. Indicate that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very favorable to the devotees who act according to the instructions of his own pure devotee. In other words, one must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. One wants to become the servant of the Lord directly. This is not as fruitful as engaging in the service of the Lord's servant. This is the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shows us the way to become Gopi Bhartu Parakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. One should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage himself in the service of such a person. The more one becomes a servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. This is also the injunction of Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiyo vidu. One can understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the parampara system. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakura says, Tandera charna sevi bhakti sane vas. Let me serve the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord, and let me live with devotees. Janame janame hai e abhilas. Following Narottam Das Thakur, one should aspire to be the servant of the Lord's servant, life after life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura also sings, Tumi ta Thakura tomar kukura bulia jana more. O my Lord, O Vaishnava, please consider me your dog. One must become the dog of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee, for a pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty. Krishna se tamar, Krishna dite patra. Krishna is the property of his pure devotee. And if we take shelter of a pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily. Prahlad wants to engage in the service of devotee, and therefore he prays to Krishna. My dear Lord, kindly give me the shelter of your very dear devotee, so I may engage in his service. And you may then be pleased. Madbhakta puja vyadikaha. The Lord says, engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service. Another significant point in this verse is that by devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj does not want to be bereft to benefit alone. Rather, he prays to the Lord that all of us fallen souls in the material world might, by the grace of the Lord, engage in the service of his servant, and thus be delivered. The grace of the Lord is not difficult for the devotee to bestow, and thus Prahlad Maharaj wants to save the whole world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Kaumvartate kila guru bhagavan priyasa utarane syabhava sambhava lopaheto mudeshuvai maharanugra artabando kim tena te priyajanan anusevatam naha. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you who manage the affairs of the universe in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities, it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causes mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. So as Prahlad Maharaj said in a previous verse, Matiran Krishne Parataksatova Vito Bipadyeta Griha Ratanam Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam. Generally people are not interested in everyone is interested in finding some solution to the problems of life. And therefore there is big conferences, there are so many books on self-help, there are so many ways of trying to improve our material circumstances. But generally, Matiran Krishne, they don't think, or they haven't heard about, the value of becoming conscious of Krishna. They don't think it has very much value. Why? Because Matiran Krishne Parataksatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Ratanam. Their conception is bound up by the body. In other words, out of ignorance, because as Prabhupada says here, they're mudhas, they're in the Bali concept of life, therefore they think progress is to make the body more comfortable. And in order to do that, then one tries for improvements in the family, in the community, in the society, in the country, or even for all human beings, or rarely for all living entities. To make the body comfortable is not ultimate progress, because the body ultimately, when it dies, is very uncomfortable. So, actual progress is to, as we know, to get out of the bodily concept of life. But people are not interested in that, Because they think they're going to be happy. And what is their happiness? Adantagobhiravishitamtamizram. Satisfying the senses, the demands of the senses. That's the happiness, the material existence. The senses include the mind. So if my mind wants something and I can get it, then I'm happy for that moment. And punat punas charavatit charavananam. Then one winds up simply doing the same thing again and again. Every day we get up, we eat, we sleep, etc. It's the same thing over and over again in terms of sense gratification. But today we hope it's going to be something different, although it's always the same. And why are they absorbed in this bodily concept of life, just chewing the chewed? Because itevidu swarthagatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to actually become conscious of Krishna. So what are they doing? Dharashaya ye bahi arthamanina. They've taken something insignificant. There is a God, Krishna. He's the source of all beauty, all wealth, all knowledge, all fame, all strength, all renunciation. But they're not interested in him. They're interested in a little fragment of him. And they're worshipping that. And the entire whole, they're just disregarding. It's like if you're offered a gold mine, and you say, well, I'm not interested in the gold mine. Can you just give me one speck of gold and I'll be happy? You can get the whole gold mine, which includes the little speck, but no, just give me a little speck. And you get the little speck and you're still not happy. Can you give me a little bit more? So one will never be satisfied by these little dharashaya, these little material accomplishments. Even if you become expert at something in the material world, so what? It's not that you're going to be able to keep that expertise forever. Whether is everyone going to care whether you're expert or not? You can jump up in the air and do backflips 15 times, and there'll be some people who are going to be falling at your feet, oh great soul, accept me as your humble disciple. I can only do 3 backflips, but you did 15, so you're a Mahajan. And one day I'll jump up and do 14 backflips, fall down, break your legs, and that will be the end of your backflips. So, people are trying to get through these dharashya, bahir arthamanina, these insignificant accomplishments, and take that as something very, very significant. And other people may take those who are dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they glorify the bigger hog, and the bigger camel and the bigger ass. But andaya tandera bhagya manas te pesha tandra uru dami bara. People are blind, as Prahlad Maharaj told Professor Katovsky in Moscow University. Professor Katovsky couldn't accept any of our philosophy. He couldn't even accept, well, first of all, he couldn't accept the fact that the body changes but the soul doesn't. He thought he was changing. So Prabhupada, according to Professor Katovsky's point of view, when Prabhupada walked in to talk to Professor Katovsky, there was one person, at the end of the conversation, he was talking to someone else. So not even any common sense. He couldn't accept the fact that there should be intelligent people in society because he was a communist. He thought everyone should be equally stupid, foolish. So Prabhupada said, actually your philosophy and ours are the same. That you accept Lenin as your leader and you'll follow him wherever he goes, then you'll wind up. And we accept Krishna as our leader and wherever he goes, that's where we'll go. Now, Prahlad Maharaj says, people are blind, they follow blind leaders. And the result is, the blind leader gets into difficulty, and the people who are following him getting into difficulty also. If one person's blind and he's crossing the street and tells all the other blind people, follow me, I can see clearly, and he crosses the street, and one car hits him, and one blind person turns to the other, what happened? Oh no, don't worry about it. Just keep on going forward. That's what the blind leader said. And lo and behold, they're all getting hit by cars. So what does Prahlad Maharaj recommend? But he says, Naishamatis Tavadarukramangrim Sprishat Dinarto Bhagavan Inartam Mahiyasam Paduruje Vishekam Niskinshananam Nanavriti Tadvat. Was it Tadvat or Yadvat? Yadvat. Naisham, na Asia, not even. Naisham Mahangrim. So one should find a pure devotee who is free from material desires, as Krishna had said in the previous verse. Someone who is not simply interested in chewing the chewed, who knows what the purpose of life is. And one should touch his lotus feet, which means engage his service, servant of the servant. Gopi Bharata Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Anudasa Aishamatis Tabad Urukramangrim Urukramangrim, the one who does glorious activities, Krishna. Sprishat Yanarato. Sprishat means to touch, Yanarato. In order to get free from one, touch the lotus feet of someone who's free from all kinds of material desires, all material contamination. Mahiyasam Padaruje Visekam, that's the dust to the lotus feet. Niskinchanana, a person who's niskinchana, not part of the material world, but living in the spiritual world. Niskinchanana, navriniti yadvat. And that way make some progress in spiritual life. Therefore, our business is become a transparent, as much as we can, media to the actual pure devotees, such as Srila Prabhupada, so that when we repeat their message to the best of our ability and people follow it, and it's not difficulty. Krishna doesn't say to be a pure devotee, you have to be able to do 150 push-ups and stand on one finger, then you're a pure devotee. No, he says, Sadatam kirtanyantamam itantastrad rida vartaha namastyantashmam bhaktya nituktha upasate. Always chanting my glories. Kill two birds with one stone. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me in devotion. So it's not hard. It's not that the spiritual master or an instructing devotee to instruct others, we have to figure out some very deep psychological understanding of the person. And then we have to analyze exactly how old they are and where they came from, and then we can make a perfect instruction. No, we just have to tell people, chant Hare Krishna, whether you're 5 years old or 10 years old or 150 years old, chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. Chant Hare Krishna. Serve the deities. Namaschantasyamam bhakti, humility. And Sadatam kirtiyantamam yatantastra dridavrata. With a little bit of determination, regulation. Then, nityukta upasate. Then one will actually be engaged, will gradually come to the spiritual platform of existence. It's the same process for everyone. It's not that Krishna says, I like your face and I'm going to give you an easy process. And I don't like your face. We're going to make life as difficult for you as possible. No, Krishna has made the process available to everyone. It's just a question of whether we want to follow it or not. And part of that process is to learn how to become a servant to the servant. So become a servant to the servant doesn't mean I become a servant of a servant and therefore my business is finished. No, we should become a servant of a servant who can teach us to become an actual servant to the other servants. We only become the servant of one servant, and we're not the servant of the other servants, then our service will not be very effective. If you water the root and you expect that the water will only go to one leaf, you're wrong. If you're actually properly watering the leaf, or the root, then the water will naturally go to all the leaves and branches. But if you're only watering one leaf or two leaves, then the tree will dry up. So one has to remain perpetually the servant of the representative of the disciple succession. And by his being a servant to the representative of the disciple succession, I learned how to become a better servant of all the other servants in disciple succession. Otherwise, one remains on the lowest platform of devotional service, and one can actually not come to the spiritual platform of experience. Of course, devotional service is always nice. It may bring us at least to the mode of goodness, even if it's done imperfectly. But even in the mode of goodness, one was going to see that all living entities are on the same spiritual level. So it is not that I can come to the mode of goodness and still stay in ignorance. Even I don't come to the platform, spiritual platform, even if I only want to come to the mode of goodness and elevate myself for a higher level of sense gratification, still one has to treat all living entities equally. Otherwise one will call, and equally means in relationship to Krishna. Otherwise one will commit offenses and either remain in the modes of ignorance and passion or become more, even more degraded in the modes of ignorance and passion, depending upon what offenses we commit. So we have an alternative. Either we learn how to become the servant of others, because Eshila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakura says, and Jishur Jiva Goswami, that one who worships the deity in the temple but doesn't see the deity in everyone's heart, then his deity worship is useless. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart is Paramatma, so every living being should be taken as the temple of Vishnu, of Krishna. And one should serve Krishna accordingly. That takes some intelligence and discrimination, but that's what we're supposed to acquire by the process of devotional service. Better discrimination, and intelligence for what? How to serve the devotees better. How to serve the innocent. How to avoid the atheists. If we're not gaining that intelligence, then whatever we're gaining will not be permanent. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying for that, and one who actually becomes a servant of the servant of Krishna, then naturally he'll be able to cooperate with Krishna's servants in order to fulfill Krishna's mission to make other servants. Krishna wants everyone to go back to the spiritual world. He's not interested in just only a few select few to go back to the spiritual world. He's coming millennium after millennium to bring back as many as he can to the spiritual world. And what we can do, become his instrument to the best of our ability. And then our lives will gradually become successful. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.